Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It is Wednesday. Oh, yes, indeed, and we do love you. It is Wednesday, middle of the week here, and hopefully we're going to be getting Tristan on. She made it into chat room, and she hasn't shown up in the queue so I can get her on the mic yet, so I'm not... Ah, there we go. There she is. Okay, here we are. Now I gotcha, I think. Okay, maybe I do. Nope, we still got the blue X on the thing. Just a minute. It's thinking. So while it's thinking here and blinking and all that good stuff, Tristan, I said to pray for it. You can get a hold of our master psychic, Jethro Smith, at www.jethrosmith.net. Or Gmail him at jethropsychic@gmail.com. Ah, Tristan, there we go. Now we have sound. Or psychicjethro@aol.com. He's also on Facebook with Jethro. If you just Google Jethro Smith or under Facebook, it's like that will bring him up. And he also has a psychic chat room on Facebook. And then there's myself. I have kcbirthcards@gmail.com. And my number is 719-289-4907. Although my phone is having some issues, and it's like after today's show, I'm going in to get that resolved and taken care of because it's been not accepting calls. It's been very unfriendly to people. So I'm like, oh, well, that's not going to work. It's like I know it's old and it's been beat around. So it's like we're going to see if we can't get it kind of fixed up. And then today we have Tristan doing angel card readings, and she is at tristan17@yahoo.com.
And, no, Kelly.
You're not?
It's Triscuit.
Oh, it's...
I put it in chat.
Sorry. Okay, yes, you did. T-R-I-S-C-U-I-T. Thank you. There we go. Triscuit17@yahoo.com. Thank you for that correction. I am just a little bit dyslexic today.
Oh, I hear you.
Oh. And as yet, it's like, now if people want to, you know, want to use Skype, it's like, how do you do those Skype calls? Or when you do readings and stuff for people, how does that whole thing work? It's like, I mean, do they have to, like, call you or, you know, email you? Or how does that work?
Okay, well, first of all, we would, you know, they would send me an email to
Triscuit17@yahoo.com
and always let me know that you're from Psychics Gone Wild.
Okay.
And from there, you know, I would talk to the person a bit and, you know, get to know them and find out, you know, what they want to find out.
Right.
You know, what their issues are.
What their question is, right.
What kind of reading they want to get and such. And then, as far as Skype, I can even help them get onto Skype like I helped you.
Okay. All righty. Sounds good.
If they don't have a Skype account, so to speak. And that way we can do a Skype reading that way. And it's a lot more personalized, I would say, than
it's like a... Hang on for just a second. It's like I'm going to mute myself here for just a minute. But while I'm muted, I can still hear you. It's like because I want to go ahead and I want to get some of this down. It's like because I and I want you to correct me here. This is why I want to do this. It's like what I have you down for is you do the $10 readings, and that is 20 minutes. You have a $15 reading for 30 and a $30 reading for the whole 60 minutes. It's like, and I'm going to mute myself here, and I'm going to let you talk that here for just a second.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
Are you muted?
No, not yet. It's like this thing is just taking a horribly long time. It's like, you know, like I said, between the solar flares and all the wonderful
activity
and all this good stuff going on, it's like...
I've had problems, too. It took me at least a few times to get on today. I don't know if anybody can hear me at this point because I feel like I've been muted. But there's something going on in our solar system, and it's making it just very hard to get onto.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Back?
You're back.
All right.
Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I, like I said, I could hear you because
okay.
I didn't mute you. It's like I needed to mute some things in the background, though. Shall we? I have two children and a puppy that forgot that I was on air today, and it's like, no.
Yeah, I got the puppy business too, and she just, you know, every time I, you know, want to do a reading or come on air, it's like she just decides that it's time.
I need to go potty, Mommy.
It's water, it's potty, it's time to eat, it's time to hit my computer buttons. So that,
oh, yeah,
that
she has
goes
to jump
crazy.
On your lap to do that, doesn't she? I remember you saying she was clawing at your computer thing, yeah.
Yeah, she loves
okay,
to
so
do that.
Okay, so do they have those prices right? Is that correct
for
my listeners? Okay.
That's fine. Right. And you know, we can work whatever out. You know, I have
no
problem with working with people.
Yeah, okay.
Especially in this economy. I know. It's crazy.
How it goes, right. Oh, which reminds me, it's like that's the other the other information I gave out there. Psyche Jethro is giving his May discount, his May special, to listeners is 25% off a one-half-hour reading. So it's only $45 this month instead of his normal 60 for a half hour. So it's like that's, you know, but again, he does that, you know, for the people who come on and listen into our show and whatever. So if you want to book with him in May, this is the May deals, and it's like what we're beginning to tell people, because he's really, really kind of getting busy-ish, is that, you know, even if he, you know, you don't have your reading until like, you know, June or July, if he's booking that far ahead, you know, even as long as you call him and the date is booked in May, he puts that little star there and it's like, you know, May date. So it's like, and he puts the 25% discount. So even if he's doing the reading in June or July, you still get the May discount for booking with him in May. So, yes, and that's a good thing to know. So, anyway.
That's pretty funny, Kelly. Even if you get your reading in January of next year,
I'll tell you what, there seriously are some of the people out there. I mean, I have been going and checking out. You know, it's like you always want to go look at the market and look what's out there. And it's like there seriously are some of the people who are really good. And I will say, you know, like he is, it's like they are booked out anywhere from 4 to 7 months in advance. And it's like I can tell you what, they're not nearly as inexpensive as he is. It's like I've seen these,
yeah,
you
no
know,
kidding.
For like, you know, I'm deadly serious. It's like, you know, like $135 for a half hour reading, or, you know, like $200 or something, you know. It's like, and then there's some of the really big names. It's like, if you want
to
talk to them, it's
$700.
Yeah, $700 for, I decline to say the name on the air, but it's like, yeah, it was $700 for an hour with this lady. And it's like, yes,
oh, yeah,
she's
yeah,
very
yeah,
well known, and she's got a lot of books and whatever, and it's like, and she's got a name, and it's like, and she's got a reputation, and if you want to speak to her personally, it is $700 for an hour. I'm like going, wow, I can pay rent and buy gas and food for that.
Yeah, there ain't nobody. There ain't nobody I'm spending $700 to talk to.
Well,
sorry.
But then again, that's the California culture, okay? That's, you know, that is out on the West Coast, and, you know, that's it's just, you know, a different, you know, different culture out there. So, anyway.
Well,
all right. Well,
I'll
we
say.
Have a caller here. It's like, are you ready to I'll take that all back. It's like, okay, now we've got callers. All of a sudden it went bing. It's like, okay, I don't know what happened there. Anyway, we have a caller on the line. Our first one is a 111. And it's
Skype.
Yeah, that's a Skype. So how come yours doesn't show up like that? Okay, 111, you are on the air with us today, and Tristan is doing angel readings.
Oh, hi, Tristan.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. But you don't spell it the same way. You spell it L-Y-N-D.
No, I spell it the same way.
You do? Okay.
Okay.
All right,
alrighty.
And can you give us your date of birth, Linda?
October 1, 1967.
October 1, 1967.
Okay.
I do different cards and intuitional stuff, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly does your birth cards, so we're kind of gonna tag team it a bit here. If that's okay with you.
Wonderful.
Get a little bit of both? All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any kind of particular area? I know Tristan, you know, it's like I think she usually does like a, for the mini ones here, it's like she does like a 3-card layout. So it's like, are you interested in like, you know, money, relationship, career, all
money.
Of the above? Money?
Money.
Money, is it
not
because
really.
You have is it because you have to support those kids?
Yep. You know
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, I felt you have kids. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You know.
Yeah, I was gonna say you want to start or you want me to? It's like what I've got pulled up for is Linda is an 8 of diamonds with a planetary ruler 3 of hearts, and it's like what I see that's really exciting here for you. It's like I do want to double check on that one. It's like you did tell me 67. Is that correct?
Yeah, she said 67.
Okay, great. This is what's called, in my card system, it's called a pre-birth year. You know, you've got a lot of changes, a lot of things. In this particular card system, what they do is each year of your life, from the time you hit this planet, and for the first, you know, for the first 44, you know, 0 to 44, you have cards placed in, you know, specific patterns, okay? When you get to year 44, it's called your pre-birth year, and like a lot of things are happening in your life simply because it's getting ready to gear up for the 45th year, which at age 45, what happens is our cards return to the place where they were at in our zero year, in the year that we were born on this planet. So it's like, this is why people go through what they call, you know, the midlife crisis, the midlife change, all this kind of stuff. Because in the years 44 leading up to it, your pre-birth year, it's likened to being in, you know, being your mom was pregnant with you again, you know, type of thing. It's like it's everything's kind of murky, everything's kind of like, oh my goodness, this is nice and warm and comfortable, whatever. But it's like, I'm getting ready for a lot of changes. And then when you hit 45, all of a sudden things go wow, and it's like you have this opportunity set out before you to totally reform your life for the next 45 years based on what you learned for the first 44. So it's like a lot of transition, a lot of changes happen in those years, and it's like it's really an exciting time. Of course, you know, people, they call it the midlife crisis because, you know, people sit there and go, oh my God, what's happening? It's like, well, you're having this opportunity to start again. It's like, it's really exciting if you want to look at it that way, or it can be really a lot of chaos if you go, oh my God, what went on? But you're an 8 of diamonds. You are the sun card, and you've got this opportunity to rise to great heights in life, regardless of whether you make a move for great fame. You're always respected. You're looked up to in your work. You love to shine. You love to be noticed by others. You got a great deal of leadership ability. You're really powerful. You can be dominating if your power becomes an addiction. So it's like, you know, watch that one. A lot of your karma is worked out through power and control struggles with other people. You dislike being controlled, and yet at the same time, on the flip side of that, you like to maintain that control in your relationship. You got a really independent nature. Sometimes, I had a college professor that says, you know, it's like if people call you pushy, say, no, not pushy, just friendly. So it's like, you know, but you really sometimes you try to push the river. But you know what everything is worth, because diamonds are here to, you know, learn lessons. The deeper lessons are about your values, what is really important in life. And because it's a diamond, we're also usually stuck with that moment of we learn our lessons a lot of times through money. So it's like, it's very interesting you asked about money, because I'm like going, well, you're asking about, you know, what's going on exactly when in your life, you know, life stuff here. These are also called the power shoppers of the deck, and the slogan, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, was probably, or the tough go shopping, was probably written by an 8 of diamonds woman. You can achieve anything through hard work and this application of inherent intuition. When you learn to direct your power back toward yourself through this personal transformation of yourself, and you quit trying to change the world, you can attain lasting peace of inner power and self-mastery, which are the key words for this Queen of Spades karma card that you have. You've got really good money. I was like, me and my phone, I'm so sorry. It's like, I got this. And we live in 4 military bases, and people are freaked out when that goes off. Anyway.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know, but you know, you can't change the world. You can change yourself, but when you change your inner world, your perception changes and your outer world changes right along with it. You got really good minds. You got a keen desire to learn new things. If you're willing to work for it, there's very little you cannot achieve and few problems you cannot overcome. You got this power to conquer and rule as long as it's not misused, and it's going to bring you a great deal of satisfaction. Sometimes you're afraid or unwilling to take on that responsibility, and you forfeit, you know, some of your God-given talent and potential. But it doesn't sound like you're into that. It's like you're really in a responsible position here. In love, you have some, you know, problems there. It's like a little bit of fickleness and indecision. It's like, you know, because you have this independent, changeable nature, you might have actually resisted marriage, or you know, or else you control. The flip side is you attract others who cannot make the commitment, and they're fickle on you. You got to give others freedom of expression without trying to change them. You also need to learn to accept yourself as you are, and give yourself the love you seek from others, because this is where the two great commands Christ gave us was, you know, you love God first, but you love your neighbor as you love yourself. So fill your cup up, not narcissistic, you know, not that, you know, I'm self-involved moment, but it's like love yourself and respect yourself in a healthy way, because you're a worthwhile person. And it's like when you see yourself as that, you know, worthwhile person that you are, other people also see you that. So it's like, you know, you give yourself that love from internal, and it's like, and other people see it shine out of you. In a lot of cases, it's really, you know, kind of a good idea for you to put your work and career in front of relationships, because otherwise you'll lose some of your power if you try to make a relationship more important than your work. But it's like, you know, your work might be raising those kids. It's like, you know, depends on where your work, you know, your work is. It's like, because I say, you know, one of the greatest things that we can ever do, the value of the at-home mom is very much not appreciated in this culture. There was a person that did this little study and said, okay, for all the things that an at-home mom does, we ought to be making $130,000 a year, because that's how many jobs we do for our families and for, you know, our loved ones and whatever. So it's like, it's really, of course, we don't, very few of us make that for doing that, but it's like, that's what it's worth when they put a dollar amount on it. By adopting a less attached view of love, you get a lot of blessings. In this Three of Hearts is your planetary ruler. This is called the card of uncertainty, the heart, but it's really creative and a lot of variety. You got a lot of good artistic ability, you know, whether or not you're currently expressing it. And it's like artistry can come out in, you know, like cake decorating, or, you know, making a pattern in your garden. I mean, there's art in everything. There is nothing, you know, yet that you can't make, you know, kind of artsy or have that creative flair in it. A lot of people with this card are singers, you know, musicians, artists, you know, whatever. I've seen people, you know, doing the sock puppet moment at the library, you know, doing the children's hour. It's like, you know, creativity. This card inspires children, which is another form of creative expression. If children are important to you, this could be one of the reasons why. But that Three of Hearts is a lot of uncertainty of the heart. Your own emotional life could have some challenges. Oh, my goodness. As you... I know, it's like, that was my computer going off. It's like, please don't crash. Try to use your mind to resolve your emotional problems without a lot of success, because, you know, you may be a love worrier. There's that need to feel. You got to feel and let those feelings be expressed, and that's the solution for proper expression of that creative force is a part of you. You know, you might find more happiness in kind of like, you know, playing the fields, whatever, which is another expression of Three of Hearts energy. But it's like emotionally that Three of Hearts deals with this, like knowing yourself, and it's like, you know, doing that emotional work for yourself and knowing what you want, knowing what you like, and then you can really go after it. Okay, that's what I got for the moment. Tristan, what you got?
Okay, Linda, can you hear me okay? Linda?
Yeah, Linda? I hear you.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure, because we tend to drop calls here.
Yeah. Yep, she's with us.
My first card is the Moon card. Okay, my spread is the past, the present, and the future of what's to come. And I have the Moon card, and that means that, you know, you've been very, like, curious about where you're going to be getting the money from, and looking at different venues of how to make money. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. The next card is a Nine of Swords. And basically, you've been, like, up at night thinking about this money issue that you're having. Yes?
No, maybe.
Are we still with you? Are you still with us?
No. I keep muting you. I have a lot of background noise.
Oh, okay.
You know what? That's okay. It's like
not muting you, muting me.
Yeah.
It's not you, it's me.
Background noise is okay.
Did you say
like,
nine
it's perfectly
yours?
Acceptable for you guys.
Yes, I did.
Okay. I'm writing it down. Yeah. You're correct about that.
Okay, yeah, because I mean I see you like sitting up like with your hands over your head. On your face, I mean, you know, like holding your head, like saying, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Where's the money going to come from? How am I going to pay for this? Long pause.
I think she muted off because it's like, yeah.
And are you back yet?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, you're correct about that.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, I see that. Okay, and your last card is the Chariot. Okay, that is your end-all, be-all of what's going to be coming. And on the Chariot, it has two sphinxes. So you're like at the helm, okay? Do you understand what I mean? You're in control of this. No or yes, I'm sorry.
No, I don't understand. Is that a good card or a bad card?
Yeah, absolutely
it's
good.
Positive?
It's wonderful. It's very positive.
Oh.
It means you're at the helm, meaning that you are in charge. You can do it. You can make these financial things happen. Just use the first two cards as I gave you for information. One, you have the creative ability. You and the moon are attached. So you have that creative source, that outlet, that ingenuitiveness to be able to make money. On the other hand, what you're currently doing is instead of thinking about it, you're crying about it. And you need to stop that. And you need to realize you do have the strength and the power to make this happen. And a lot of times the Chariot means cars, and I'm not sure if you're in need of a car, you're having car problems, or...
I need a car.
Yes, okay. Well...
And actually, that was one of my personal questions that I didn't put out there to you.
And I picked it up.
Yeah, you sure did. Bravo.
Thank you very much. You're going to get a car.
Yay!
I can't tell you the exact month, but if you want to do a private reading with me, I can focus a lot more on you directly to do that.
Okay.
And my information should be somewhere on this site here, in chat or at the top somewhere.
Okay.
And like I said at the beginning, I'm not going to charge a lot. I mean, we could do like 10, 15 minutes or whatever, however long you want to do. I mean, I can go as deep as you want to go. You just, you know, got to let me know, and we'll talk on chat first and find out where you want to go, and then we can work it out for you.
Oh,
I'm kind of, can I ask a question here? It's like, do you currently have any kind of source of income at all? It's like, are you doing anything?
No, I'm like, really freaked out about that, and I'm like ready to jump on anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Hence her being up at night crying.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you in a position or a geographical area? Because some of the stuff I kind of cheated. I kind of read through some of my other cards. Is there any kind of thing like, you know, like a flea market? Like, do you do arts and crafts? Is there any kind of thing that you could do a little bit of entrepreneurial type of things? You know, selling from home, that kind of stuff.
No, not really.
You know what you can do? All right. And another one of our mutual friends, Kelly and our friends, I've done this before for being, you know, out of work and stuff.
Drop the cash, yeah.
Craigslist. Check out Craigslist.
Yeah.
You can do dog walking. You can do you know, a day sitting with grandma or grandpa while, you know, the family wants to go out and do something.
House cleaning.
You can do house cleaning.
I mean, that kind of depends on, you know, like the car or something. It's like, unless you got one of those three-wheel trikes, it's like you need some transportation. I understand what you're saying there, too.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like that hole in the bucket song. It's like there's a hole in the bucket. So how do we get
how do we
generate
the
income? Right. Yeah. It's like how do we do that start? It's like yeah. I'm sitting here asking my group, and they're going, mm-hmm. It's like all I've gotten so far is ask Jethro. It's like thank you.
Hmm. All I know is that you know we can figure something out for you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, okay, there we go. Like, do you have like a interfaith place, like a Good Samaritan place? It's like because a lot of times, you know, when you're really truly down and out, it's like some of the places, you know, like the soup kitchens or there's organizations in usually any, you know, say any town, unless you're like, I mean, are you like, you know, back
you
in
know,
the woods, like you know, 50
I'll
miles from
right
someplace?
There. I have contacted everyone, and
okay.
You wouldn't believe the overwhelming. Need
amount,
for it that there's no help available.
Can I ask which geographical location you're at?
Yeah, what state are you in? Are you up in the East Coast?
No, West.
West.
West Coast. Oh,
and,
wow.
And it's just, you know.
I was geographically wrong.
Like Wyoming?
Yeah.
I was thinking Wyoming, Idaho, someplace like that, Arizona.
I think Washington.
It's overwhelmingly, you know, like I said, there's a lot of people that are seeking help
right.
in the same position as I and not finding it.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with funding. They're just overwhelmed with need. And I don't know if I'm going through this so that when I'm in a position, I will be able to help
people.
Give
people a help up.
Yeah, because I have homeless people coming up to me asking me for money all the time. And I'm like, dude, you know, I don't have any money.
I got
you
a house. It's
like,
would you like to pitch a tent in the backyard?
Well,
right.
No,
there's
do you understand what I'm saying? I just,
yeah,
it's like.
I do.
The stigma behind it is just, you know.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I know you're very sad and discouraged right now.
And understand it. Like I said,
I think all of us
have at some point been there. It's like I know Jethro was there. It's like he went through a period of his life. It's like with a wife and stuff. And it's like they were, you know, they were almost like destitute. They were like, you know, literally almost like street people. And it's like, yeah, at least he's got a roof over his head now, and he's doing a lot better. But it's like,
Linda, do you
follow the show a little bit? It's like, because I know Jethro's going to be on Friday, and it's like, he's kind of really a resource person, and it's like, a lot of times because he worked, the places that he worked, like in coalitions, you know, against violence and stuff like that, he's got resources and he's got ideas that, you know, some of the rest of us, you know, don't have. But it's like, I know, I mean, I just keep going, there's help out there. It's like, there is help out there somewhere, and it's like, of course, the biggest thing is, you know, when your back is to the wall and the only way is up, that is usually where help comes from. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
So don't forget prayer. Include God in your, you know, in your daily whatever, because he will provide. He will not, you know, maybe
mm-hmm.
not necessarily in the way that you think or that you expect. It's like I've got this, you know, the bad joke about the guy who was, you know, in the flood, and it's like God sent him two boats and a helicopter, and the guy drowned. And it's like, you know, he says, well, God, why didn't you save me? He says, I sent you two boats and a helicopter. You know, so sometimes we don't necessarily recognize. You know, we're looking for miraculous things, and God sends us human angels. You know, he sends us people
mm-hmm.
who help us. But it's like,
yeah,
I really
been blessed in that aspect. I fully Virgin Mary. You know,
there you go.
So
okay,
she's
I was
going to
mention.
Helpful.
I was going to mention Catholic to you. That's funny. Catholic charities.
But what you're saying is the area that you're in. It's like. Everybody, literally everybody's in the same boat. Your economy is tanked so bad there that there is virtually no jobs, no flea markets, no nothing, no, you know, movement of any kind. It's just kind of stagnant.
Right. It's pretty sad.
Okay.
Why don't you just email me and we can talk and I can figure this out for you. I'll help you out.
Thank
okay.
you.
Is that good? I mean, I can talk to you on a more personal. Do you have Skype?
Yeah. Email
me first, okay. and then, you know, say you're from the show, that you're Linda from the show, and your parents wanted to name you Linda with the Y. I just wanted to tell you that. But at the last
really?
Minute, they changed.
I'm not
they changed
talking.
It.
My dad's dead, and my mom and I no longer are on speaking terms. I kind of switched her out of my life because of...
Yeah,
sometimes
I know.
Parents
personal
are, yeah, sometimes
stuff.
Parents are toxic. Yeah, enough said there. It's like, we understand that one, too. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really and truly, it's like, get a hold of Tristan, but it's like, call back. You know, please do call back on Friday because, like I said, Jethro's going to be on. It's like, they're also working. I know that he and Celeste, it's like, she's our psychic in Sedona, Arizona, and... I know that they have some charity type stuff that they're working on. It's like, you know, I'm not sure precisely how it works because I haven't been in on that end of it, but I know that they are working to set some things up, you know, for exactly like what you're talking here, for when there's no place else to go. It's like, you know, here's, you know, like the rabbit hole where you can, you know, accomplish something, and it's like, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And it's like, and that's what we're trying to do is, you know, give people that hand up that you need, because once you can stand up, it's like you can, you know, you can get back in the flow of stuff and you can go. But it's like sometimes it's just that first step and that first, you know, bit of getting up and out that's like is necessary. So it's like, you know, hit follow or whatever you need to. And it's like, come back. It's the same number. It's at the 773-897-6461. It's like, call back on Friday because he's going to be on Friday.
I can also send you the abundance prayer.
That too.
Okay.
And
what
is
your email?
Mine is triscuit17@yahoo.com. That's triscuit17@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. And also, Jethro's, if you want to get a hold of him, he is at www.jethrosmith.net, or his Gmail is jethropsychic@gmail.com or psychicjethro@aol.com.
No, that's good.
Either or. And I'll say those slower if you need those, yes.
No, I got that. Thank you.
Cool. Okay.
I need you to relax, though. It's going to work out.
Okay.
And keep praying. It's like, and we're going to put you. I mean, I wrote your name down on our little 3x5 3x5 prayer card. It's like, we're going to keep you in prayer, and it's like something will manifest. It's like, I don't know. Is there a library where you're at? You know, can is there a place you can borrow library materials?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's plenty of libraries.
If you have never seen the one, have you seen the movie called The Secret or read the book by Rhonda Byrne?
Oh yes. I'm
okay.
Very close to my aspirations on there, and it was pretty freaky. I could probably write about it. Seriously,
there's an outlet
okay,
right
so
there.
You know about the attitude of gratitude. You know about manifesting and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, but let go of the fear. It's like, sometimes it's almost like it's like jumping out of the plane. It's like, I'm not going to say without the parachute, but it's like, you know, you jump out of a plane. It's like you take that leap of faith, and it's like you have some trust that God will catch you, because He will. He absolutely will.
And it is fear that's overwhelming me right now. It's,
I know it
it's
is.
A
I
fear.
Can feel it. That I can fear.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
No, it's not you. That's why
no,
you don't
it's like
it.
How do you, yeah, and I understand, I understand, been there, done that, and it's like, and how do you change, how do you make that flip, and how do you make that mental, because as soon as you make that mental change of gears, where you can breathe and go, you know what, I don't know how it's going to work out, but it's like, you know what, I have got to get out of the fear, simply because God does not want us to be anxious over anything. He doesn't, because we can't make one hair, you know, of our head black or white, so it's like, you know, and you know that, it's like, let me think. It's like there's actually one really good I'm going to share with you. Read Psalms 91. Put yourself into the prayer. See it, you know, feel it, believe it, okay? That one, and, of course, you know, Psalm 23. It's like, but read some of the Psalms. It's like, or, you know, or just do a prayer and just, like, you know, flip your Bible open to where it lands, read it. And it's like, you know, there's messages there for us. There really are. And it's like, but there's, you know, you got to get out of that, the anxiety, and just go, you know what? It's like, if I can't do anything else, I can take me and these babies, and it's like, we can go for a walk, we can enjoy the sunshine because it's still free, we can enjoy the air because it's still free, and it's like, get out and do something fun, and, you know, close to a park, whatever you need to do, but it's like, change change the atmosphere. You know, get out of the, you know, because sometimes, you know, open the windows, air the house out, something like that. It's like you need a physical change with this. It's like get out and take that for a walk and say, you know, God, help me let go of this. Help me not hang on to it and help me let go of it. And he will. And they absolutely will.
Right, right. And I understand that aspect of it. I know, you know, that if it doesn't change, it's paralyzing, and I don't want to go there at all.
What happens is late at night you can't turn your mind off, and that's when you start to really dwell on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what's keeping you up
at
night.
I was going to say, so read. It's like, you know what? Read that same book, because if nothing else, it'll put you to sleep.
It'll
give you some better things to sleep about, you know?
Well, you're definitely right about that, I guess. Thank you. I really appreciate you guys' help.
You're welcome.
It's like,
is there anything else we'll
work where we can on the physical. It's like, and for sure we're going to pray on it. That, you know, that God sends something there, because it's like there is a way out. You know, with prayer and supplication, there always is a way out. There's no test that, you know, doesn't come before us. And it's like Job, make Job your friend too, because you know you look at those tests that he went through, and it's like he thought he'd made God mad. So it's like he didn't understand that it's like, you know, and he still stayed faithful. So it's like, you know, you're right now, the faith is being tested, and it's like, just remember where it's from. And when you really honestly sit there and go, okay, I'm done with this, it's like, get this one, you know, remove this one, remove the blocks, take the blinders off, and it's like, let's proceed forward, because I don't need this anymore. Thank you for letting me see where the test came from. Appreciate that. Now get rid of him, you know.
Right.
You know,
so I'm not being punished.
No, oh my goodness, no, you're not being punished. It's like this is always
okay,
about, you know, we...
Okay, that's the Catholicism getting kicked in. Sorry.
Yeah, no. This is, we're in a great testing. This is a testing and winnowing, and it's like this is, you know, just think of God does not test us. God does not test us. And like I said, read Job for that one, really and truly, because you know where the tests come from. And it's like it's all about integrity, and this is the harvesting season for souls. It really is. So it's like don't give up your faith no matter what. You know, always keep that trust and faith. It's like never, you know, just hang on to that, because that's the only lifeline you got. It really is. And it's like, and once you realize that, consciousness realizes, says, okay, I'm done with this test. It's like, you know, can you remove it now, please? It's like, you know, would you? It's not can you, because he can. But it's like, would you please remove it, because, you know, I would like to be something better than this. And it's like, I'm done with this. And it's like, I'm not going to break right now. So it's like, you know, come back another day, you know, whatever. But it's like, not today. But just realize where it's from.
Linda, it's a lot of it has to do with energies with you and moving the energies around.
Yeah, that's why I said take it out and take it for a walk. It's like, you know, take that and release a lot of that. You know, a good walk in fresh air, it's like you cleanse your body. It's like you release stuff into the ground. You release it into the air. It's like wherever you ask God to take it. It's like I've said, visualize yourself, you know, that the angels put a big vacuum hose over you, and it's like, you know, vacuum the junk up off you that you don't need, okay?
Oh,
it's a different kind of cleansing.
Cool.
It's a different kind of cleansing.
Yeah, I like that.
I have lots of tools I can help you with if you do get in touch with me.
Okay. Oh, I will. I will most definitely. And I'll let you guys go so you can help someone else too.
All righty. So. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in today. We appreciate it.
I don't even know if we have anybody.
Keep us posted, please. It's like, because you're going to be in our thoughts and prayers and minds. So it's like, you know.
Absolutely.
But help is on the way. You know, it's always there. It's like, and remember, Daniel prayed for 21 days and didn't get an answer. And it's like, it wasn't when he finally did. It's like, you know, God said, well, we heard you the first day. But it's like the angel that he dispatched to help him ended up having to fight with one of the dark princes of Persia. You know, if you read that in Daniel. So it's like, just because we don't get an instant answer to our prayers, it's like, hang in there. Because, you know, tie the knot on the end of the rope, you know, and hang on, because, you know, Daniel was real faithful to that too. And it's like, but just because it's slow in coming, or what we think is slow, sometimes the messengers get in, you know, they have their own whole realm up there, and it's like they sometimes have to fight through things to get to us too, because this is the kind of day we're in. So it's like,
but
it's
you have to talk to them, your angels,
yeah,
and your guide.
Who is guide? I don't even know my guide. I mean,
well,
it's a girl, right?
I can help you with that.
You know what?
Air.
It's like, if you want to know them, you can. And it's like, because that's another thing. There's another scripture there. It's like God assigns us a guardian angel when we come into this planet. And it's like they're with you every step of the way, every day, every night, all the time. So it's like you're never alone. You truly, truly are never alone.
I always visualize, okay, and this is funny, I always visualize my guardian angel with a nail file just looking down at me, going, filing her nails, shaking her head. You know? Like, what do you do? I mean, that's
going, we're waiting.
Like, okay, Linda, what are
just
you
waiting
doing?
For you to
come
ask.
On.
Remember that, ask and you shall receive. But it's like there's also that, you know, ask with faith as though you've already, this is from The Secret, too. It's like ask with the faith you've already received it, and it's like, and it will be. And it does say ask and you shall receive, not ask and you might receive, ask and you shall receive, okay?
Okay.
Ask with that faith, because there is.
You know your guide that's whatever, filing her
nails?
File.
I know. It's like I can visualize that too. Where it's like, oh, she's filing her nails. It's like, I'm having my nails done. Are you ready yet? Can I help you yet?
Right.
What do you want
that.
Now?
No,
I'm sorry.
No, it's not a what do you want now. It's like I'm waiting. I'm just killing time until you decide to call on me. It's like calling. I'm waiting. I'm here. It's like, you know, I can put this nail file down any time for you.
Right.
They're waiting on you to ask because they cannot interfere unless you ask. You have to ask.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, then
yeah,
I need
yeah.
To
they
tell
don't
them
spontaneously jump in because then we wouldn't have free will. We've always got free will. That some of my
I thought they were supposed to jump in willfully. I didn't know I had to ask.
No,
yeah.
Because that would be taking away us. God gave us free will as humans. It's like no, we have the right to refuse and reject, or we have to ask and receive. So it's like absolutely not. You have to ask.
Oh,
ask and you shall receive.
Okay. That's a lot of clarity.
It's like, excuse me, I'm drowning. Would you please throw me a life preserver? Well, sure, you had to ask, you know, come on.
That's hilarious. Holy
so, yeah,
cow.
Does that help?
That's way more information I had than 20 minutes joking.
Very good. We've done good.
Okay, so she's not on vacation. She's just waiting for me to ask.
She's
lovely.
Waiting for you to ask,
yes.
Because she can't help you unless you ask. You have to ask, exactly. There you go. We'll see what happens by Friday. Tune into the Friday episode, and I'm going to listen in because I want to know.
Me too. I will definitely do that.
All righty. Thank you so much, Linda. And you're right.
Thank you.
Do have some other callers here, so it's like, you know, get out and take that for a walk, and it's like, you know, you can always talk to her, and she can, you know, float along with you, and it's like, have that conversation while you guys are out walking in the park or playing ball or whatever. It's like, get out and have some fun with your kids. You know, that's play. It's like, play is the secret of youth, and it's like, and God wants us to be joyful. This is the other part, is like, you know, Satan is always trying to make us hateful or down or depressed or whatever. It's like, he tries to steal our joy, and God does not want that. It's like, God is in richness. We are all children of God, and he wants us to be rich. And it's like, you know, in spirit, you know, we're not going to be, you know, the next billionaire or whatever necessarily, but it's like, you don't need that for your daily bread. But it's like, you do need to have joy in what you do. So get out and have some joy today, and get out and do something that's fun with your kids and have some true joy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All righty. We'll talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay. All righty. We're going to go to, let's see. Who's been waiting long here? Okay, we have actually another 111 person. Thank you for hanging in there. It's like you've been really patient there. Who have we got on the line with us? This is another probably Skype call. We got all ones. 111, are you there on the air with us? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. There we go. Now we can hear you. It's you.
Hi. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I didn't know that was me. Thank you for taking my call. Okay. So I guess I have a relationship question.
Okay. Can you first tell us your name and your date of birth, please?
Sure. I'm sorry. Allie,
8/20/88. 8/20/88. And Allie?
Yes.
Like for Alicia or Alice or?
Yeah, for Elise.
Elise, cool. Okay.
Allie.
Yeah, that's a good name. I like that.
Thank
Elise
you.
Is really pretty.
Thank you.
Kelly, you want to start this off?
Yeah, I'm my calculator is getting slow here. It's like, hang on, I'm still doing clicking calculations. It's like, let's see. And she asked for a relationship. Was that it?
Yep.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay. And 88. Okay. You want to start, Tris? You got some?
Are you in your kitchen?
I'm not, no.
8:20.
If you look around, is your kitchen visible?
No.
No. Okay.
Wow.
I'm in my bedroom.
Okay.
You're in your bedroom.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that was weird that I got kitchen. Okay.
Eight. Okay.
That's in August. Okay. 8 is August, right? Yeah, 8 is August.
Yes.
I'm muttering to myself. Okay.
Do you have
that? Is that Leo? Is that
Leo?
Is that, okay, it is. Okay, yeah. That explains what I'm seeing here. You're a double six. You're a double six of clubs. Which is like, wow, it's like six of clubs is one of the karma cards. Let's see here. There we go. Thank you, Axel. Thank you, Beverly Hills Cop. Okay. Let's see. I know me and my ringtone. Okay, let's see.
They're great.
Well, I like them. It's like they just kind of go off at inconvenient times as well. Okay, six of clubs person. You're the heart card of higher purpose. It's also known as a psychic card, and it's really surprising to see how few of you guys, you know, with this birth date is aware of your gift. But it also means responsibility to truth. You've really got to find a system of truth that you can believe in and live your life by. Once you attain that, there's really no limit to how much good you can do, you know, in and for the world. Those who have not yet found your path yet, you can be the biggest warriors and procrastinators of all the cards in the deck. You've got this responsibility to maintain some inner balance and peaceful communications with those people in your life. You attain financial affluence and have inherent protection over your life. It's one of the cards that can attain the highest degree of material or spiritual success. On the other hand, you can get caught up in complacency and never get much any place. You can get in what my grandmother used to call the rut, and the rut's the grave with the ends kicked out, so it's like that's complacency. So try not to stay in that rut. The card of responsibility of the spoken word. Six of clubs always have issues about what you say and what you do as a result. Some, you know, it's like, you know, the guy who wrote this one was Robert Camp, and it's like, sometimes you can really lead a double life and people never have any idea until one day all this stuff catches up with you. And it's like, it says with dire consequences. But on the high side, six of clubs, you practice what you preach, you're careful what you say, because you've got that real awareness of, you know, it's like a boomerang. What you put out there is going to come back. And it's like, if it's not nice, it's going to whack you in the head. So I'm like,
mm-hmm.
There you
yeah.
go. You got a special mission in life. One that involves bringing others to the threshold of ancient and powerful truth. You're the bringers of light. Once you tap into this hidden reserve you've got and your natural intuition is recognized, you find your life guided and protected from the highest source possible. So, you know, God loves you.
Yeah.
Some of the issues concerning relationships. To be in love and have relationships, but often there's childhood issues that impinge on your ability to choose wisely. Love is really important to you. You make a good wife and mother, and, you know, guys, you know, or the guys of this, and I've seen this because I have a six club son, is dominated by that woman in his life, but you got good marriage karma, and you usually have at least one very good marriage in your life. Whether it's early or late in life, you know, you're going to face this emotional issue connected to your childhood, and for that time, there's going to be some real challenges, because sometimes it's hard to face. You know, if you've been in that river in Egypt, if you've been in denial, you know, for a long time, it's like all of a sudden you go, ouch, that hurt. And it's like, and I've seen people literally just like shut down because the pain's so bad. So it's like, you know, when you go to start facing emotional issues, nobody says you have to throw open the closet and it's like, and shine a big old, you know, 3,000 watts, you know, spotlight in there. It's like you can crack it open and shovel it out slowly, you know, but it's like, but you got to be prepared to face those. And it's like, and sometimes there's nothing wrong with going in for professional help for people who do this, because it's like sometimes it does, you know, we've all been there too. It's like, you know, you hit places in your life where it goes, I got to talk to somebody and my family's not cutting it and they're not going to understand. It's like, and you go and you kind of download to somebody who's not, you know, they're not so close, they can't see the forest for the trees, and you get some perspective. Okay, this, you know, the notions about love and marriage tend toward kind of idealistic and romantic. It's like, you know, you grew up on Disney and going the happily ever after. But
yes.
For that reason, a lot of times you can encounter disappointments when dreams clash with reality. It's like it just kind of, you know, your little boat gets like thrown up on the shores, and it's like you're ending up swimming in the surf with the Swiss Family Robinson there. Okay, it wasn't quite what you expected. Because you have no separate planetary ruler card, so it's like, it's, you know, your six of clubs is the exact same. And it's because you're this person born under the royal sign of the sun, which is what the Leos are. It tells us that you're much like a double or triple version of your birth card. So the qualities that you have, it's like have been doubled, you know, et cetera. So it's like a lot of times you, when you feel stuff, you really feel it. You know, because you have, you put so much of yourself into whatever expression you have to show the world, you got a lot of potential in terms of leadership. You've really got an opportunity to utilize those characteristics of your birth card to lead others and, you know, be in a helping situation, help other people. You have this, you know, again, you got that strong romantic nature that in some cases can actually interfere with long-term commitments because it's like going, well, I didn't expect it to be this way. It's like, oh, my God. It's like, and this is why, you know, a lot of times first year of marriage, it's like clashes, you know. It's like, and I've seen, you know, so many people, it's like the first year of marriage, they don't survive because they've gone into it, you know, kind of like I say, with that Disney moment, and it's like going, I'm sorry, that is so not real. It's like, your Prince Charming is going to have bad breath in the morning and need to brush his teeth and floss, and it's like, you know, he may end up, if he has steak and watermelon, he's going to have gas in the middle of the night. It's just not pretty, you know. So there's that stuff, the nuts and bolts that come in. It's like, yeah, it's like, you know, we're human. It's like, oh, my goodness. And it's like, yeah. So it's like, and I don't like the way he picked the lint out of his toes. So it's like, okay, well, you know, look the other way. But that's, you know, what I mean. It's like, yeah, you kind of have really some of those idealistic, wonderful things. And it's like, it's great, you know, and it's great when you, you know, when you guys have the ball dress on. It's like, and you got the roses and you're going out for someplace special. It's like, in reality, the dishes have to be done every day. You got to, you know, pick up the kitty poo out of the box and you got to sweep and mop and everything. And your life kind of looks more like Snow White before rather than after. So anyway, with that thought in mind, I'll turn you over to Tristan and see what she's got.
Okay. Elise or Elisa?
It's Elisa.
Elisa. Okay.
That's so pretty.
Yeah, it is a pretty name. Thank you for saying that, Kelly. The first card I have is a King of Pentacles, and this was your past. You had a past relationship just not too long ago, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And he was a nice person, but because you being a Leo, somehow it just didn't always work out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best as I can say it without getting too personal on you.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think you still sort of have him on your mind, and or you sort of judge future men to that standard. Because he was a very compassionate person, very kind person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, do you want to get back with this person?
I would like to, but I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, it's been quite a while now. It's been over a month, and we haven't spoken at all. So,
honey, a month is nothing.
Okay.
Well, it was 9 years
beforehand too, so it's like really weird. It's like, oh my gosh, it's like going on 5 weeks now, and it's just like, it's really weird not to like speak to him every day. But I've been, you know, I'm kind of stubborn. I guess that's the Leo trait in me.
Absolutely.
So we're at a stalemate. So neither one of us wants to like, you know, give in.
Budge.
So, yeah. Yeah.
It's
called compromise. It's like sometimes it's nicer to compromise a little bit and have interaction than it is to be right and be alone.
Yeah. Well, I am right in this case, though.
but
I love it.
But I'm right, and he better acknowledge that because I'm the King of Beasts, and it's like he needs to know this.
That's what I'm waiting for him to know. I'm like, you know, dude, you were wrong. Like, in the past, I have, you know, compromised, and I was the bigger person in the situation, but now I'm just like, no, it's his turn. So.
You've done too much of the compromising. Okay, you need to give him that book, you know, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, and say, honey, when you decide to get out of the cave, it's like, I'll be right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, would you like to get him back?
Yes, I would, if that's a possibility.
Okay, well, he's waiting for an apology and a phone call.
He wants the apology?
And he wants a phone call. Hey, he's a man. He's a man, okay?
What? Out of curiosity, do you know his birth date?
12/18/85.
12/18. Ooh.
He's a Sagittarius.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that's the King of Hearts. It's like I need to look that. I've got to take a quick look at that one. I'm just going, that's a really interesting because you're not playing with the Queen of Hearts. I think you're playing with the King of Hearts.
Now that's a fire sign. Is a Leo a fire sign?
Yes, Leo's fire.
Yes. So you're fire and fire, okay? So.
But Sagittarius is mutable, whereas Leo is fixed. It's like, I'll tell you what, I have a Leo sun. It's like, heck no, we won't go. You know? When they're right, by golly, I am right, and it's like,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
going to turn this around, and it's like, I don't care what you say. He can justify his actions. It doesn't matter. It's like, he's 25 now, working on 26. It's like, and he's still this way. I'm like going, and he's in the military, which is even more funnier. But, you know?
but never tell a Leo they're wrong. Don't you understand
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Because,
like, well,
because
you think about this.
It's like pissing the Pope off, okay? Seriously, when you're dealing with a Leo, you never tell them they're wrong because they're just going to roar and try and bite you.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he was my child, I know. It's like I got lion bit lots. It's like I came back and smacked him with I'm an Aquarius. I smacked him with the vase of knowledge.
That's good. I like that,
oh,
Kelly.
Goodness.
You know, and your second card, I have 10 pentacles. And that is like an extremely lucky card, okay? And that is your present.
Yeah, he is a king. He is that king.
All right?
Okay.
And that has a lot to do with money and, you know, like riches. And not always money per se, like, you know, cash dollars. But you can be rich in love. You can be rich in experience, knowledge, all these different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you're currently on a pursuit of wealth, so to speak.
Okay.
And whichever way you want to take that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you're seriously into the whole money thing, like your job. I mean, you're at that age where you should be. You're only 24.
Yeah.
So you should, well, she's going to be 24.
Yeah.
I'm actually applying for another. I just came from an interview today, and I really hope that I get the job because
I'm
it will be bringing me into my career. Oh, great.
I'm thinking you are because this card is a very, very lucky card, and that's your current reality, your present, your now. So I would not doubt if you do not get that job.
Oh, wow.
And your last card is what the future is holding. And it's the lover card. And it's upside down because of your stubbornness. So you need to remember to be flexible. Okay? Yin and yang. Think of that. Give and take. Take and give.
Yeah.
Both ways. And even if you are right, sometimes it doesn't matter to be right. If you know you're right, that's fine. You don't need to push their nose in it, because I know you do that sometimes. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. I can't even deny that one.
Yeah, you. I mean, you're like, there's a pile of dog poop, and you are just yanking their head right in that dog poop. I mean,
and you know what? I was right on this one. It's like he is, and he doesn't like that. And because he is the
yeah.
king of hearts, he's that
he's
king.
Very
and it's like really, it's like you are. Well, it's not just emotional, but it's like every king has a kingdom, and it's like, you know, he's like, no, I'm the ruler, and it's like, so what you guys have kind of gone through right now is kind of this little power struggle moment. It really is, because it's like
mm-hmm.
he's determined, you're determined. It's like going, we're just having this Mexican stand up, and it's like, and you're both going to cut off your noses despite your face. You just are, you know. But
yeah.
neither one of you is going to be pretty when you do that.
Nobody's
going to
want
a nose job. And this though, it's like one of the. Let me stick this in here just a little bit. Both you guys, the connections you guys have, you have six connections, or no, excuse me, seven. Sorry about that. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them are Jupiter. It's like you got 1, 2, 3. You got four. Four of these Jupiter connections, three of them are in the life spread, which is this one. Jupiter is a really fortunate, blessed-like card. One of them is Jupiter in the spiritual spread because he's your reward card. And it's like, and then you're the Jupiter to him in the spiritual spread. So you guys out of these seven have got like 1, 2, you got three kind of like past life stuff. Your second connection, though, is in Uranus. It's like the planet of, it's like Uranus is the Aquarius ruler. It's like that double lightning bolt thing where it's like you do things that surprise him and take him off balance. It's like he sometimes doesn't quite know what to make out of you. And then you are also down here on the sixth one, you're the Neptune card to him in the life spread. So sometimes he can have a little bit of rosy-eyed, he can be where he's the one wearing those rose-colored glasses with you a little bit. It's like he really sometimes doesn't see you exactly. I know, it's my favorite one. It goes off every hour, reminds me to say, I love you. I love you.
It's like me talking to my dog.
So it's like, so he can kind of be seeing you with rose-colored glasses, and it's like, and kind of, have this little, kind of fantasy island moment going on with you, and it's like, if you take advantage of that type of thing, it's like, it's not good karma for you, but, he sometimes doesn't see you exactly for the person that you are, and it's like, he has some of those illusions too. So it's like when his lovely rosy colored glasses gets taken off and he goes, oh God, no, really, wah. It's like, he's having a wah moment too. So it's like,
yeah,
you guys really overall have got like, a lot of good stuff together. However, this is really cute. It's like, I'm going to read some of this just about the king of hearts here. He recognizes that, that love is the highest power of all. This is him. He makes devoted parents, but not always the best spouse. His devotion to children and profession often displaces the love he'd give the spouse. So sometimes in there, it's like you might play second fiddle, it's like, and it's like,
absolutely.
And that's probably not going to sit well with that Leo. It really is not. He loves to, everyone forever. It's true, but sometimes that wrong associations bring problems for him. He needs to be, careful if he gets with the wrong crowd. I'll just put it that way. Okay, that can be a bad thing for him. He can be a little bit overbearing and stubborn, as all kings can, but it's only, because he feels like he's been betrayed by those he's holding close to his heart. And it's like, but from past lives, he brings in with him this knowledge of mastery of his emotions and family life. So you can really consider yourself blessed if he considers you to be, in his family, one of his family. He can excel in business, really, as a dealer or advisor in finances of other people. He's going to have more success in association with others or in partnerships than alone. He's got better than average luck in legal matters, and it's really, it says, it's wise not to argue with him. His keen minds can always find a suitable response. It's like he's always going to justify that somewhere.
That's right.
There's inevitable losses of loved ones in his life, but he knows the truth, and he can let go, even though he's going to feel the pain. A lot of them are really mentally gifted and sometimes psychic. It's like he's got that, ability there if he wants it, but a lot of people are afraid of it. Just a lot of knowledge. Knowledge just flows to him like a river, and he uses it to rise to the top of his career. In a relationship, though, it's like it says the King of Hearts makes a great lover and a father, but a lousy husband. As in all kings, that power can be used or abused. He's the King of Charms, And it says, as such, you can find many playboys among him, as in the case of, like, the Eight of Hearts is the playboy card or playgirl card, whichever. Let's see. The pattern is, that there's going to be some faded relationships that occur to reflect back to them their own indecisive nature and the consequences of it. So sometimes he just kind of doesn't want to know. I mean, not that he doesn't want to know. It's like he's kind of like a little bit, kind of wishy-washy like Charlie Brown. He's just not sure. And it's like anytime you're indecisive in a relationship, that can cause problems in itself. He's got a Two of Diamonds as a planetary ruler. He's got a lot of success with work and finances. And he's got this ability to find the right people to help him achieve his goals in the work. He's bound to have some really prosperous cycles in his life, much better than the average person. He's got that keen logical mind he depends on for his success. But in personal relationships, his logic is more of a hindrance than a help because he overthinks the relationship. This inner desire for love and affection competes with his natural ambition and work matters. And for him, it seems difficult to have satisfaction in love and work at the same time. In general, for him, it's like he'd do better to focus more on his work, where it's easier to manage, you know. And again, that's, you know, the giving that Mars and Venus book. Emotionally, he's got a lot of work to do. He's also got to watch out for fixed principles about love or marriage that, you know, can cause him to be, you know, get in a bad relationship or, you know, hang out with the bad crowd and stay there a lot longer than he needs to be. But hopefully he's not doing that. So, you know, it's just, you know, just kind of some of that stuff there. But it's, boy, you know, the two of you, it's like, you know, loggerheads, I'll tell you what, because, you know, by golly, he's the king, and he's going to bop you on the head with a scepter, and that lion's going to go, rawr, really? It's like, I'm going to take your face out with my claws, you know?
That's exactly
like I'm
how
saying,
it
it's like, you guys don't want to be noseless here, so don't cut off your noses to spite your own faces. It's like, if it's worth going for, it's like, you know, say, hey, here's what I learned. It's like, can we compromise?
Yeah.
Compromise is good.
What I would like to know is, it wasn't this way before when you were friends, though. I mean, not you had some disagreements, but
it changes when you get romantically involved.
Changed.
It does. You can disagree with your friends, but when you get that love in there, it's like it just changes the whole matrix.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're, golly, how, I'm feeling like five. You haven't talked to him in 5 weeks, you said.
Yeah,
but
just about.
But I feel like there's another something with five to do with five. Do you know what that would be?
I
like
don't.
Five years you've known him, 5 months you've known him.
No, we became really close last year around
May?
March or maybe April. You know what? It might have been May. It might have been.
Okay. 5th month. May. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm picking up May. All right. And, I mean, everything was like, you know, roses and champagne at first.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, you were like, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere along the lines, you know, him and his kingdom and you with your lionly court, you guys have strayed off the path.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Do you understand me? You shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like what Kelly was saying. I mean, and the cards I pulled, you can have them. You can get back to that man,
mm-hmm.
but you're gonna have to compromise.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just gonna really have to learn to bite your tongue, and I know that's freaking hard for you.
Yeah, it really is. And
I
was,
I mean,
working on it, and I was doing well. But you know, sometimes
I mean,
you just.
I'm telling you.
You know, but part of that too is that communication thing. It's like, you know, that's part of sustaining a relationship, because any marital relationship is gonna, you know, if you're gonna have conflict, because there's no two people on this planet that are exactly the same. It'd be really boring for us. But it's like you're gonna have different ideas somewhere along the line, and it's how you work those out. If you can disagree without being disagreeable, and it's like, and there's also one that says a marriage is a union of two good forgivers. It's like, so this is a good test of, can you both forgive? Can you both say, well, we can agree to disagree, and it's like, you know, and it's okay. It's like, you know, I just feel this way and you feel that way, and I'm not going to change you and you're not going to change me, and that's okay. You know, it's okay to be different, you know, because you don't have to be a clone of that other person, and you're never going to have that. It's like, you know, I mean, there's I'm going to tell you horror stories out of mine. It's like, and I love mine dearly. It's like he was, you know, he's my soulmate and my everything. And it's like, but man, it's like, it's almost like Bill Cosby. If you're in doubt, you know, check out that old Bill Cosby movie. It's like, you know, 90 Minutes with Him or something. He does his monologue, Bill Cosby as himself. And it's just like, you know, he said, you know, we never had these knockdown dragons. But he says, we could argue, you know, and it's like, and good relationships do have that fire. And it's like, you guys got a lot of fire, but it's like a good relationship has, you know, a good communication argument. It's like you can argue well. It's like, and you can fight fair. There's books on this. It's like, you know, how to fight fair. But it's like, you got to learn to communicate that. If you're going to sustain that relationship, it's like you've got to learn to argue. You got to learn to disagree in a good way. So it's like, so somebody doesn't go over there in the corner and pout for 3 days like I did one time in my marriage. It's like, you know, and that's, we went into counseling for this. It's like, you know, even though we loved each other, you know, just insanely, it's like we ended up in counseling because we didn't communicate well. So it's like, you know, there's this learning process, and it's like, and if we, you know, so when we treated it like a college class, and we did, you know, we did our little 3x5 index cards literally, you know, after 3 months of marriage, and it's like, and we survived through it, but it's like, but, you know, there's this whole learning process, and you're not married yet. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, you still got, you know, a lot of time and stuff to work through. It's like, you know, but learn how to disagree without being disagreeable. And it's like, that's really a key one. It really is.
That's kind of what happened when we, the day we broke up. He was just being very, just like, he wasn't communicating with me. And I tried to, like, you know, I was trying to talk to him. And, you know, after a while of just being, like, you know, shut out, I got frustrated.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
And then you start poking. It's like, poke, 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 poke. I'm going to get a response from you. Poke, 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 poke.
Yeah.
It's
and
like,
then the
no.
pokes became punches. And then it's just like, you know, not literally punches.
Yeah,
but, you
know,
yeah. Like,
verbal. We're verbally punching.
Yes,
it's like, yeah.
Absolutely.
He retreated into the cave. It's like, if you haven't read Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, go read about men when they go into the cave. That's exactly what he did. He went into the cave.
Yeah.
He's in there with his little fire, and he's going, I'm shutting you out. I put the rock over, and you can beat at the rock as long as you want to. And it's like, I'm not coming out until I'm ready. And they do that. But it's like, it helps you understand their psyche too. But it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
well, listen,
drove
this
me
is
crazy.
This is, we got a couple more callers here that have been really patient with us. It's like, please click follow and you know, come back to us on, you know, like, we're here tomorrow, we're here on Friday. It's like, we have different people along during the week, but it's like, you know, come back and let us know. It's like, you know, get some insights from Jethro and stuff, and it's like, go home and do a little reading in between. It's like, check that book out and see, you know, see what you think.
So I should contact him though, right?
I wanted to talk to you there for a minute before you left.
Okay.
What I want you to do is send him a card.
Okay.
I see a card. Send him a card.
Hallmark,
and
when you care to say the very best.
and don't make it all super mushy. Just, you know, just a card to let him know that you're thinking about him, that he's on your mind,
okay,
and that you care.
Okay.
And that's really going to touch him, okay?
Okay.
And that's how you can open the floodgate of the communication again.
Okay.
But when he becomes snippy with you at first, because he's going to, okay, be prepared.
Okay.
Remember to bite that tongue. Okay?
Okay.
And do not lash out at him. Because if you really want him back, you're going to have to learn how to not do that so much. Because, I mean, my tongue hurts from talking to you. Okay? I've had to bite it so many times.
And remember, he's a heart and you're a club. And it's like, you've got the club, and it's like, don't bash his heart.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. I'll be calling you back and letting you know how it goes.
All right.
That's
thank
awesome.
You so much. We'll talk to you.
Thank you.
You guys have a good evening.
You too.
Okay. All righty. Let's see. We got about 17 minutes left here, and we got two callers, and it's like, we got one that's been really patient with us. It's like, we want to make sure everybody gets a little bit of time here. We've got with us area code 207. You're on
over
here.
Hi.
Hello.
I talked to you yesterday, so it's Melissa. You had done my cards.
Right.
Molly.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I had a question, and I'm in a better emotional place to ask it, and let's see if you guys can pick up on this, because I think I'm pretty open today.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay. Speaking of
just relax.
Stubborn Leo son, I'm relaxed. I'm doing good. he had a child with a girl.
Ooh, out of marriage.
4.5 years ago. Okay. There was a huge legal thing that came out of it, and nobody's ever seen the child. Until
that's not right. If he's having
no,
a pain
it
thing, it's like, that's not right, and that you need to take that back to that judge.
Well, he's going to be 24 in August. It's his life. Do you know what I mean? And we've been kind of – my biggest question – and
you're the grandma, though. I'm sorry.
I am.
There are grandparent rights. There really are.
She gave her rights to her mother.
So the other grandma's got it, and it's not willing to share with this grandma. Okay, got it.
Right. My biggest question, I go back and forth, and I'm connected at times, and I'm conflicted, and I would just like to know what either of you pick up on. Is this his child?
Ooh.
Was there the DNA test? Did they DNA test?
Never. My son refused.
No, there wasn't no DNA test.
He refused it.
Okay.
All right.
So how can they prove? If there's no DNA, how can they prove them?
Well, some states they mandatorily do it if you're not married before they make a child support order.
Uh-huh.
Not in Maine.
Uh-huh.
They don't do that.
Good old Maine.
Yeah, he could have said, yes, I want one, but he denied it. They asked them both. They asked her, is he the father of the child? And what I was told that she did was cover her face and look at her mother.
Uh-oh.
And then turn to the judge. I wasn't there. And said yes.
Who told you that, Melly?
Oh,
my
boy.
Husband was in court. I didn't
okay.
go. Couldn't deal
oh,
with
boy.
It.
Oh, boy. Too much. Yeah, I understand that one. Wow.
But I wanted to know what was everybody acting like. Is it his child? That's the biggest thing.
Well, you know what? It's like I'm not on this one. It's like
Go ahead. Just
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Tresca.
Okay. Melly.
Mhm.
This chick is not a good person.
No, I know.
Okay. She doesn't
Whatever
know.
Whatever you're picking up on, I got goosebumps all over my legs, so that's good.
Okay,
keep going.
She doesn't know who the father is.
Okay, that's what
okay.
I thought.
She's a little tart, okay?
Mm-hmm. Always has been.
And
some severe emotional issues thrown in there.
Oh, yeah, she's nuttier than a fruitcake.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why their grandma got the child.
And
she is true, though.
Grandma's crazy.
Grandma's nutty.
Grandma's
nutty
crazy.
Too.
Yes, I'm picking this all up, and I need to let it come out. She is going to be, excuse the word, a female dog to your son for the rest of the time that they're on this earth together.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
She is just hideous. And
they're not together anymore.
Oh, I know, but because
yeah.
of the child.
Oh. Yeah.
Because of the child, she is going to make his life a complete
Everybody.
Living hell always. And wait until he has children.
He needs a DNA test. You really need to encourage him to get that DNA test. Absolutely.
He won't listen.
The son is not listening.
He won't listen.
He's not listening.
He
don't want
to
hear it.
2 months ago, he wanted to drop his rights.
Wow.
But he's still going to have to pay. Does he understand that? It's like if he drops his rights, he's going to be hung
with
that.
If he drops his rights and they adopt him, he wouldn't have to.
He doesn't have to pay. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
That's how that kind of rolls. I just, there's something in my stomach that just doesn't feel like it's his child. And
it's
I held
not.
It right after it was born in
I
the hospital.
That.
I'm
and I kept looking
not.
At it, and I couldn't see anything, and I was really disturbed that I felt that way.
Well,
and
of course
my,
you were.
My 14-year-old daughter at the time walked into the hospital room, and she said, "That's not my brother's baby." I nearly passed out.
See? And
go with
know.
Your intuition.
With all of his family there, I was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe she just said that out loud."
Hey, no. Out of the mouth of babes comes the truth. Come on.
Oh,
that's true.
Let her speak.
Kids and animals
yeah.
know, man.
Yeah, So I guess I'm just, you know what, I'm not so worried about his closure because he's a grown
it's
man
It's more
now.
Yours.
It's mine, yeah.
It's more yours, I know it is.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
because, you know, you were really looking forward to this being your grandchild.
I sure was.
Uh-huh. That's what
but
I'm picking
what?
Up.
There's
sure
going to be other grandchildren, and he's going to have a he's going to be a better choice. And it's like I'm sorry. It's like it's one of those things where it's like you're sorry for this child.
Absolutely.
I am.
Absolutely.
That's part of what the hang is right there. But it's like it's not your personal problem.
It is.
Go with your intuition.
It was kind of weird. He's tried to have a vasectomy like 10 times.
Oh my
word.
That's really weird.
He was 19 years old, and I just never want this. I never want kids. I don't want this to ever happen.
Wow.
And, he's always, making appointments to get them. And I said, you're young.
You might change your mind when you're 40, because a lot of guys do.
Yeah. But at almost 24, I'm going to have a
vasectomy. The reason he did that is because you know, she tricked him, okay?
I agree.
He was not prepared. I mean, like, not at all.
Not at all.
He was freaked out.
They had been together for 2 years. The child was born February 28th, and that would have, I figured the whole thing out. It would have been conceived, I think it was Memorial Day weekend.
May. Yeah.
And she had taken off that weekend and was gone.
Oh,
see?
Wow. Not his.
See?
And I said that to him. I do know, yeah.
You know.
I do know.
He does, too. Somewhere deep in his, he knows,
now,
too, and that's why he doesn't want it.
Now he knows, okay? Because of her being such a witch to him.
Do you think that's why he's so angry?
Absolutely.
He's been successful. He's got his own business. He works really hard. He's got a nice girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. But he's really angry.
Well, of course he is, because this scarred him.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I mean, it deeply emotionally scarred him, this woman, this train wreck that came into his life.
Yeah.
And drugs of the courts, it's like Leos don't handle that well. They really don't.
No. I guess I can just do what I've been doing, is just pray over it. And
yeah.
You know what? It's going to come out. It's all going to come out. And believe me, she's going to be looking like the shit.
Egg on her
face. Excuse my language.
No,
she really is. She's
really
going
nice
to look like
her,
the idiot.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, I know you were.
I was really, you know, I'm genuinely a nice person.
You took the words exactly out of my mouth.
And I accept people for who they are. And I had never met such evil, hateful people in my life, in my existence.
I had a same exact experience as you did. My nephew and this girl, and he was only 17, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was 17 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes bounding into my house and says, "Hi, Auntie." And being psychic and all, man, I just got the heebie-jeebies. And I told my nephew immediately, I said, "This chick's going to get knocked up on purpose on you." And, you know, nobody in my family wants to ever listen to me, so that really irritates me.
A prophet is unhonored in their own town, did you know?
I'm not talking
about family.
I also predicted for my other nephew that the woman that he was going to marry was going to do the same thing to him and ride him even worse and take his kids away. And he goes, "What do you mean, kids?" I said, "You're having twins." And he goes, "What?" And sure enough, he had twin girls.
Can I add a twist to this whole story?
Please do.
I do. I used to, like, investigate it day and night.
Oh, yeah, you've been on this, like, from the top, from the beginning.
From the top. They named the child Ryan. She did. It doesn't have our last name as theirs, the family's. So I found pictures of her, which was back then MySpace was really popular.
With other guys.
She was
other
pregnant.
Guys.
About 8 months pregnant by the date on the picture. And I thought, she really looks like she's kind of cozy to this guy. Usually when you're pregnant, you're not, like, all over other men.
No, not unless you're a horny toad.
Well, she named, this guy's name was Ryan. And
she's
so still with
him.
It
probably really is.
It's his kid. That's whose kid it is. You got it figured out.
He's still with him.
No. See?
Yeah.
What does that tell you? And you know what, Melly? She never was not with him. She was sneaking behind your son's back.
I agree.
That makes me sick.
I have had these thoughts of being a ninja and sneaking in their house and getting a swab of DNA.
Vengeance is mine. I will be paid
really
for God. Come on, let's keep it ice now.
I know.
No,
just
I like
a ninja.
That.
Yeah, with a big cotton swab and put it in his mouth and run out, you know, just to really, I want to know.
I, you know what? I totally hear you, and I can feel that you want to do that, but just give it a little bit of time, and, you know, once your son cuts the cord, all is going to come to fruition, because she wants that kid to be taken care of, I'll tell you that.
Can I help him cut a cord, or does he have to do it himself?
Usually cord cutting has to be done by the person. You can tell him how to do
because,
it.
Because otherwise he's just
going
to allow it to come back in again. It's like if you
wanna,
can't get rid of stuff for them. And
you
want to
pull it out by the root.
Yeah, you want to pull out of the roots. You don't want to cut, because cutting leaves energetic signatures that causes ill health in later life. But anyway, guys, we got one more call. We've got about 5 minutes. Yeah, and Melly is a good. Please, you know, please call back in. It's like we'll try to get you on a little bit sooner. Like,
no, that was,
call in on Friday. It's like, because Jethro and I believe it's Deborah Katz are supposed to be on Friday, and it's like they're a powerhouse team there. It's like, and he probably will really get some stuff, you know, on that too. So it's like, please do call back in, okay?
Okay, thank you guys.
All righty, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Melly.
All righty. Okay,
that's
thank you. Our last
chat.
Caller here, it's like, thank you for, where'd you go here? Ah, come on. There we go. And it's area code 631. Thank you for hanging in with us. We got about 4 minutes here, and we're going to try to do this really quick for you.
Hi, my name is Rita. My birth date is November 20th, 1962. I went through an 8-year relationship, and it was a very brutal divorce that ended 3 years ago, and he really dragged me through
to the cleaners.
Yes, and I conducted myself.
I treated him
the way I wanted to be treated by others, always,
right.
All through the courts and everything. And I took such a screwing, and I'm having difficulty.
You're having health issues.
I feel like I'm stagnating.
Issues.
Yeah. Yeah, like the whole left side of my body is, I've been
numb.
Yep, I've been studying, doing chakra study, prayer groups, all sorts of things. I'm just wondering when things are going to turn around for me.
Okay.
And left is, it's like one thing I'll tell you right off with the left. Anytime we have diseases on our left side that's affecting the left,
right.
That's incoming. It's like things that are, they're incoming. So
I feel like he's cursing me because he does that. He does curse, and I developed trigeminal neuralgia from my brain all the way down to the tip of my toe. So I just feel like I have this black cloud that I can't get rid of. No matter how much I bless the prayer groups that I'm in, I've been, you know, studying chakra, doing meditation every day, and
right.
It's been 3 years.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I've got a really good one. This is like a mantra. It's like, if you want to write this, you know, grab your pencil, paper, something or other. It's like, I'm going to give you something that he's not going to like it, and you may get some fallout from this.
Okay.
But it's perfectly, I'll say it's perfectly legal, because this is God's own on their own. And it goes to the effect of, let him reap what he has sown. A millionfold blessed by God, let it all go home. And it's like, and you say that until you feel better. Seriously, because it's like, and along with that, it's like, you know, you do not have to accept anything that he is throwing at you. And it's like, one of the things that I'm getting for you is like shield. It's like, you know, like the shield of David. It's like, you know, the Megan of David. It's like the six-sided star, whatever you want, you know, what pointed star. It's like, David put that on his war shield going into battle. You're in a battle. It's like,
right.
You need that war shield on. And it's like, so start, I mean, and this is going to sound really weird, but it's like, start from the right side of your body, and it's like, do this push, and it's like, you know, just kind of visualize, I don't know if you're a Star Trek fan, but it's like, visualize yourself like maybe going through an MRI thing, where it's like, you're standing, and it's like, this, you know, beam of light just goes all the way through you, starting from the right side of your body all the way over to your left, and it's like, and then visualize yourself, you know, this is all visualization, you know, imagination, whatever, but visualize yourself, as soon as that light clears, it's like, put yourself in an egg and ask God to put yourself in that egg of protection. It's like, that's, you know, that's our aura that goes around us. But it's like, do that, and it's like, as soon as you get that feeling, it's like that you have gotten rid of those energies, entities, elementals, it's like, dark is not welcome. It's really
right.
not. And it's like, and what they're doing is like, the dark side never plays fair. They never do. But it's like, there's even rules, though, that they have to abide by. And it's like, if you do not want this, if you do not welcome this, you say, I do not welcome this. I do not want this. I do not deserve this. And it's like, you know, and then that mantra is like, you know, and like I say that. I mean, there was a time in my life I wrote that down on paper and I burned it in the fireplace for like 8 hours one day. It's like, to get
right.
rid of some stuff. You know, but it's like, I was really intense with it because I was really working with some intense energies and some really, you know, like a nasty, like what you're talking about. But it's like, no, you don't deserve that. It's like, you know, you're a child of God. You're in the light. And it's like, he is not allowed. It's like, this is your guard. We have 90 seconds. Great. Please call back. It's like, let me, and this is Rita. Okay.
Yeah. because everything I worked for I lost, and I'm just trying to get back on my feet, and I just don't even know where to begin.
Right.
Can you stop smoking for me, please?
So what? Smoking? She's smoking? Rita, do you smoke? Did I lose her? Rita? Rats, something happened there. What happened here? Let me see if I get her back. Hold it.
Are you in chat, Rita?
Well, I'm here.
Hold on just a second. Here we go.
Oh, okay. Rita.
Yes, I'm here.
Can you
there
hear
we
me?
Go. Okay. I don't know what happened on that one. Doggone it. We couldn't hear you there for a minute. Please hit follow. Please call us back tomorrow because I think I'm on tomorrow. It's like I'm not sure who's on with me. It's like Tristan, it might be you. Jessica's on Thursday, but it's like we will do some prayer for you and stuff. And it's like I'll put some stuff together, what I call, you know, kind of the white warrior packet. But it's like you need that. And it's like, and when you get rid of that dark and that ick and that stuff around you, it's like everything else is going to straighten out. It's like, you know, you get God's light put back in there. It's like everything is going to, like, it'll do a flip. And it's like, and it's going to flip on him, and he's not going to like it. And I'm like, that's oh well, because we got 10 seconds. We got the NASA countdown. It's like, thank you guys for being with us today. We really appreciate it. And it's like, Rita, please, please call us back tomorrow. It's like, click that follow, and it's like, we'll be on. It'll be 2 o'clock Mountain Time, which is, 1 o'clock. Okay, there you go.
3 Eastern. Okay, I'll call back tomorrow, all right?
All righty, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for being on with us today. We really appreciate it. It's like, we'll make sure we get her on tomorrow. And
Rita, are you still on?
Yes, I'm still on.
Yeah,
you smoke,
like,
don't you?
Haven't kicked us off quite yet.
Yes, I smoke.
Okay, I want you to stop smoking, please.
Okay.
That's a hard one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because it's screwing up with everything that's going on with you. And you don't just smoke. I mean, you smoke nervous smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've been smoking for a long time. I mean,
I know, but you're
part
even
American
smoking.
Indian too, so I smoke native with my prayers and my candle ceremonies.
But I mean, since this has been going on, you've been really like chimney smoking.
Yeah, I smoke too much.
Yeah, you do.
We'll get you off that.
You
got to detox your body. You got to detox the physical and emotional and, you know, and the other stuff because it's given a place for that dark energy to hang on.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. We do. It's like they're about to cut us here, and it's like I think they are. Yeah, I heard the warning bells there, so it's like, yeah.
Okay.
Bells and whistles.
Bells and whistles.